Peter Shin interviews Saskatchewan farmer Greg Hannay about precision agriculture.
Well, Greg, first of all, if you could just kind of give me a sense for what kind of John Deere precision ag equipment do you currently use, and how is it working for you?
I'm currently running on a 4720 high clearance John Deere sprayer, the GS2 monitor system with the active screen map and auto steer system, and it's working incredible. I had mentioned before to various dealers and people that I've talked to in the past that I don't know how I ever sprayed without it, to be honest.
What does it do for you that you couldn't do for yourself?
Well, the major advantage, obviously, is with the auto steer capability is the parallel tracking, as well as the curve track option. So the ability to follow on an accurate straight pass time after time after time through a field, as well as having the capability of the curve track option. So it'll drive your first pass essentially for you, or strike your own, what they call an AB line, with degree capability. So every pass, including your very first AB strike, is deadly accurate. And having the active screen map showing you actually what you're doing as you're spraying, it paints you a picture of the whole field and what you've done and what you haven't done. So if there is any confusion, if one side was missed because of a slough or a bluff of trees or something like that, it shows that app as you go. And then having the ability to take that home and have a printable document for customer use, giving it to customers if you're in a custom application. There's no confusion of what you've done and how you've done it. It's just been a real savior in my operation.
In terms of how it pencils out, do you think that, first of all, do you think it provides you with a sufficient increase in efficiency that it actually is worth the money that you've paid for it?
I definitely believe it does. When you consider the cost of the chemicals and well, even the fuel in respect for that. But when you're spraying something that's as high as $25 to $30 an application per acre, it doesn't take long on an overlap situation to save money. I guess essentially if you look at 1 foot overlap on that scenario, it can save you a lot of money in a short time. And having the ability to set that course and hold that pass at an exact figure each time you go up and down the field is tremendously time and money saving.
I'm sure you've talked to your neighbors about this. Have you had any neighbors talk to you about it? And what's their reaction when you have those discussions?
Well, the first thing that they obviously notice right away is they kid me they could shoot a bullet down my furrows or shoot a bullet down the marks where my sprayer goes. So it's drawn attention. So even so much so that I put a second uplifter or a second auto steer in my tractor, my four-wheel drive John Deere tractor, for seeding accuracy, and that alone has created enough attention that it's sold at least three other systems to neighbors just by watching and talking to them. But they want to know how I'm going so straight.
In terms of making it easier just to operate the equipment, do you find that there's a value there in terms of wear and tear on your body?
No question. I'm running a reasonably large for the area of operation, and my father is 73 years old, and he still likes to be actively involved, but I also have a full-time hired man who runs the seed drill constantly, and he couldn't believe at the end of the day how less fatigued, how less wear and tear. And it may sound kind of ridiculous, actually, but at the end of the day, he said he was a lot less fatigued at the end of a 14 or 16-hour day sitting there, not having to worry about the steering. And then getting back to my father, I've actually had my 73-year-old father running my high clearance sprayer just because he doesn't have to worry about steering. He can concentrate on the rates or what's coming ahead in the field and vary the speed according. When it's doing the steering and then navigating for you, it makes life a lot easier.
Greg, is there anything that we're missing or that you'd like to add?
Well, not tremendously, no. I've just plugging John Deere, I guess. They've been tremendous with their support and their dealer network. I am very fortunate in an area. I have a very strong dealer in Western Sales locally, and I've never had any issues. If there was any issues, they've been able to be resolved very quickly, and the product support, you know, basically 24 hours a day with toll-free numbers and online applications. It's just they've been they've been very supportive with their equipment and their applications.